Welcome to a Songs and Stories of Canada teaching tape. This teaching tape goes with the program, The Homesteaders. On this tape, John and Rika present four songs. Old Grandma, The Alberta Homesteader, Flunky Jim, and The Poor Little Girls of Ontario.
Old Grandma. On a homestead on the prairies, everyone had to work really hard, especially the women. They used to have to bake the bread, plant the garden, cook the meals, make all the clothes, clean the house, look after the kids. And in those days, you didn't have a corner store you could go to buy your groceries either. You had to make just about everything yourself, even your soap. And in those days, you had big families, too, so you can imagine how much laundry you used to have to do. You see, nowadays, when you talk about a big family, you're talking about 8 kids, 9 kids. That's a pretty big family. But in those days, people used to have 12 kids, 13 kids. And old grandma in the song, she had even more kids than that.
Old grandma, when the West was new, she wore hoop skirts and bustles too. When infants came and times got bad, she stuck right on to old granddad. She worked hard 7 days a week to keep granddad well fed and sleek. 21 children came to bless their happy home in the wilderness. 21 boys, oh, how they grew, big and strong on bacon too. They slept on the floor with the sheep and the goats, and they hunted in the woods in their oilskin coats. 21 necks grandma would scrub, 21 shirts in the old wash tub, 21 meals 3 times a day. It's no wonder grandma's hair turned gray. Old granddad was a busy man. He washed his face in the frying pan. He shaved his beard with a hunting knife, and he wore the same suit all his life. Old grandma had a broody hen. She got it from her cousin Ben. In a pair of pants she made a nest, and the hen hatched out a coat and vest. She could make good Mountain Dew, home-baked beans and Irish stew. Old granddad, he once skinned a goat, and grandma made a new fur coat. And what she did was quite all right. She worked all day and she slept all night. But young folks now, they're the other way. They're up all night and they sleep all day.
The Alberta Homesteader. Here's a song from the prairies. It's all about a homesteader by the name of Dan Gold. He's a bachelor. He's got himself a homestead from the government, free land. He calls it a government claim. But he soon finds out that homesteading is a lot harder than he thought it would be. So he decides to give up. He's going to head back to the east, where he comes from, and he says he's never going to try homesteading again.
My name is Dan Gold, an old bachelor I am. I am keeping old batch on an elegant plan. You will find me out here on Alberta's bush plain, a starving to death on a government claim. So come to Alberta, there's room for you all, where the wind never ceases, the rain always falls, where the sun always sets, and there it remains till you get frozen out on your government claim. My house, it is built of the natural soil, the walls are erected according to Hoyle, The roof has no pitch. It is level and plain, and I always get wet when it happens to rain. My clothes, they are ragged. My language is rough. My bread is case-hardened and solid and tough. My dishes are scattered all over the room, and my floor is afraid of the sight of a broom. How happy I am when I roll into bed. The rattlesnake rattles a tune at my head, and the little mosquito, devoid of all fear, crawls over my face and into my ear. The little bedbug, so cheerful and bright, he keeps me up laughing two-thirds of the night. And the smart little flea, with the tacks in his toes, crawls up through my whiskers and tickles my nose. You may try to raise wheat, you may try to raise rye, you may stay there and live, you may stay there and die. But as for myself, I'll no longer remain a starving to death on a government claim. So farewell to Alberta, farewell to the West. It's backwards I'll go to the girl I love best. I'll go back to the East and get me a wife and never eat cornbread the rest of my life.
Flunky Jim. The word flunky, it's kind of a strange word. To some people, it means someone who flunks out in school. But it also means someone who gets stuck with the dirty work. And if you're the youngest kid in the family, you're usually the flunky, because your older brothers and sisters are always bossing you around. Well, Flunky Jim, the guy in this song, he got bossed around too. He lived in Saskatchewan on a farm. And he used to have to feed the chickens, collect the eggs, clean out the pigsty, sweep the barnyard, all those kind of jobs. And that's what the chorus talks about. The words of the chorus are, knocking around the yard, boys, knocking around the yard. It isn't such an easy job, don't fool yourself, old pard. What Flunky Jim is saying when he says that is, I'm knocking around the yard. I'm doing all this work in the barnyard. And you think it's easy? Forget it. Don't fool yourself, old pard. Don't kid yourself, partner. So it's knocking around the yard, boys. Knocking around the yard. It isn't such an easy job. Don't fool yourself, old pard. I'll sing it through once, and then we'll try it together a couple of times. Oh, knocking around the yard, boys, knocking around the yard. It isn't such an easy job. Don't fool yourself, old pard. Let's try that together. Oh, knocking around the yard, boys, knocking around the yard. It isn't such an easy job. Don't fool yourself, old pard. Good. Let's do it one more time before we go into the whole song. Ready? Oh, knocking around the yard, boys, knocking around the yard. It isn't such an easy job. Don't fool yourself, old pard. Good. Now that comes in the middle of every verse, so you got to watch for it. Here's the song, Flunky Jim. I am the flunky of the house, they call me Flunky Jim. You'll find me knocking around the yard in my hat without a brim. My overalls are shabby and I have no shirt at all, but I'm going to get a new outfit with my gopher tails next fall. Oh, knocking around the yard, boys, knocking around the yard. It isn't such an easy job, don't fool yourself, old pard. My overalls are shabby and I have no shirt at all, but I'm going to get a new outfit with my gopher tails next fall. At night when Pa comes from the fields, he calls for Flunky Jim. He pats me on my curly head and my hat without a brim. He's apt to say, oh, Flunky Jim, your clothes are far too small, but I'm going to get a new outfit with my gopher tails next fall.
Oh, knocking around the yard, boys, knocking around the yard. It isn't such an easy job, don't fool yourself, old pard. He's apt to say, oh, flunky Jim, your clothes are far too small, but I'm going to get a new outfit with my gopher tails next fall. Well, I've counted all my gopher tails, I almost have enough to buy a hat, a fancy shirt, and pants that have a cuff. And then I'll hand my old ones down, they really are too small. Oh, I'll look swell when once I sell my gopher tails next fall. Oh, knocking around the yard, boys, knocking around the yard. It isn't such an easy job, don't fool yourself, old pard. And then I'll hand my old ones down, they really are too small. Oh, I'll look swell when once I sell my gopher tails next fall.
The Poor Little Girls of Ontario. This is a song from about 100 years ago. It's about a young woman who got left behind in Ontario when all the young men went west to seek their fortunes. So many of the young men leave that finally she decides to go too. She packs up her bags and heads west. The chorus talks about the young men leaving. It goes like this. One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt, caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario. Let's try singing that. What we'll do is I'll sing a line, and then we'll sing it together. Here's the first part. One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt. Let's try that much together.
One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt.
And the next part goes, caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario. Let's try that together.
Caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario.
Good. Now let's put the first part and the second part together and sing the whole chorus.
One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt, caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario.
Got that? Let's try it just one more time and then we'll do the whole song.
One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt, caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario.
Good. That's the chorus to the song. Except the very last chorus at the end of the song is a little bit different. Some of the words change. So listen carefully for that. Now we'll do the whole song from beginning to end.
I'll sing you a song of that lone pest. It goes by the name of the Great Northwest. I cannot have a beau at all. They all skip out there in the fall. One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt, caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario.
Well, first I got mashed on Charlie Brown, the nicest fellow in all the town. But he tipped his hat and he sailed away, and now he's settled in Manitoba.
One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt, caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario.
Then Henry Maynard, with his white cravat, his high stiff collar and his new plug hat. He said if he stayed, he'd have to beg, and now he's settled in Winnipeg.
One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt, caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario.
Then my long-legged druggist, with his specs on his nose, I really thought that he'd propose.
But he sold his bottle shop and now he's gone, clear out to little Saskatchewan.
One by one they all clear out, thinking to better themselves, no doubt, caring little how far they go from the poor little girls of Ontario.
Well, I'll pack my clothes in a carpet sack, I'll go out there and I'll never come back. I'll find me a husband and a good one too, if I have to go through to Caribou.
One by one we'll all clear out, thinking to better ourselves, no doubt, caring little how far we go from the old, old folks of Ontario.